You're with Stateside. I'm April Baer. Lacrosse was invented by Indigenous people. Anishinaabe tribes in the Great Lakes region have been playing this game for hundreds of years. But in recent decades, the sport has developed a reputation for being overwhelmingly white and often inaccessible to lower-income families. The girls at Cass Technical High School in Detroit are part of a movement to change that. The majority of athletes on the school's varsity lacrosse team are women of color. They just wrapped up the final game of their first season a couple of weeks ago, and Stateside producer April Van Buren joined the girls at a recent practice to hear more about what building a team during COVID was like.
One, two, three, four.
Right now we're at Cass Technical High School. We're on the football field.
You're going to jog to the sideline, sprint back, okay? Tight cradle, as if you had traffic on you. All right.
My name is Summer Aldred, and I'm the head coach of Cass Technical High School's varsity women's lacrosse team. So the program first got started in 2019, really. That's when the first clinics and practices started to be held. And it really was because there was such an overwhelming push from the girls at Cass Tech to have a girls' team. And over the summer, a lot of the girls were lucky to come join us at our nonprofit that we also have, which is Detroit United Lacrosse. And that fed into the 2020 year, which was canceled because of COVID.
Let's go, let's go, let's go!
Hi, my name is Deja Crenshaw. I'm a senior at Cass Tech and captain of the varsity women's team.
You gotta pass at least once before you shoot.
It was time for tryouts, and tryouts went really well, and everybody found out what team they got on, and I found out I was captain, and the last day of tryouts was the day we found out that COVID was happening, so yeah, that literally cut our season off right before it started.
Sorry, I go get warmed up. Watch that cover, Chloe.
I was really definitely worried when it first happened about getting sick and what would happen to my mom, because we're both immunocompromised. And then COVID kind of sent me in the worst mental health downward spiral I have ever been in my life.
Hi, my name is Zaria Liggins. I am a senior at Cass Tech, and I am the goalie and co-captain of Cass Tech's women's lacrosse team.
Back out! Back out!
It was very, very difficult to kind of just keep taking those losses and to keep hearing, well, we're blaming teenagers because they're still going out, or well, we don't know if they're going to have prom. Well, we don't know if they're going to go back to high school. We don't know. We don't know. We don't know. And then it was just kind of hit after hit after hit, blow after blow. And so it was very, very difficult for me.
On the end line, everybody go grab a ball.
It was really June when we started, June 2020. There was so little information at the time. Did the kids have to wear masks outside in the summer? Did they not? Are we social distance? What does that mean? Do we have to sanitize every single ball that we touch, right? When it came for this season at Cass Tech, even in March of 2021, we are testing every single week, twice a week.
So what we're doing, white is a team and dark is a team. Whoever gets the ground ball is on offense, all right?
Lacrosse had already been an outlet for me, so it was nice to get it back. You know, everything else shut down. I didn't have anything else. I didn't have my little BPA competitions and stuff. Like, I didn't have school and nothing. So it was great to finally get something that I consider to be mine back.
This is a sprint. Don't trip on the ball and don't run into each other.
I had to adjust expectations from the 2020 season, where we had a strong 12-person starting lineup on varsity who everyone knew what they were doing and what they should do, and it was going to be like a great breakout year, right? And coming into 2021, we had over 20 girls that said, hey, I'd love to play, but I can't because of COVID. Like, my parents are worried, or I'm worried, right? And so, yeah, our first five games, brutal.
So our first game was against Lake Orion High School, which they happen to be a great team, great program. They've been around for years. We were coming in with a team where maybe five girls had played lacrosse before in an actual game. Seven, including those five, had played a sport before, and the rest were all new, and it was a lot. And so everybody's nervous. We're all panicking. You had this girl beating herself up, this girl yelling at her. I'm yelling at everybody. And so then you have our coach on the sideline who's like, you guys are doing great, and we're looking at the scoreboard like, please stop. So it was definitely a really rough game for us, but I think it also set the tone for the rest of our season, like, hey, we did get one point up there, so
we're not as bad as we thought. And that's after a week. And so I think that it definitely has also set the tone of, we can do this. Like, we are new, but let's kind of go out there and show what we're made of.
Go, Gabby! Go, Gabby!
Go, Gabby!
Michigan, specifically, lacrosse has blossomed. In 2000, there were 15 teams, and now there are 96. So the sport has grown exponentially, but what hasn't changed is the number of kids of color that have been involved. It was 3% then, it's 3% now.
You go and play a team, and nobody on their team looks like you at all. And then you have us kneeling during the national anthem, and the other team and everybody in the stands are standing, and it's just, it's... It's quite interesting, I'm not going to lie.
It was just that thought, that constant nagging of, are we going to get racial slurs thrown at us? Do I have to worry about standing up for my teammates? Do I have to worry about standing up for myself? But to see that none of our girls have ever started a confrontation, they've always walked away, they've always played with class and with dignity, I think it also speaks a lot to their characters as individuals, because it shows how resilient they are and how determined they are to go out there and be like, you know what, I'm here to disprove everything that you think you know about me.
All right, leave your stacks, line up on GLE! And then we're gonna be done. Let's go.
The most exciting or memorable moment as a team for me this year, game-wise, would definitely be our first win.
That entire game was just a game that had me on my toes the entire game because it was really close for a while. And even coming back at halftime, it was like we were only up by one or two. But then to see girls like Jordan and Taylor, like, get a fire under their, like, just get this fire. And out of nowhere, they were just running the ball. And I was just like, oh, my God, we might do it. We might do it.
We were just so proud of ourselves. And that was, like, it really pushed off knowing that we really do have the potential. We can win. It was just great for the morale of our team.
So tomorrow is a very special day. What's tomorrow?
Game day!
Regionals!
And we're
going to
win!
I love that, Lily. Yes.
Our CAS girls are a great example of breaking down barriers to opening up pathways for more kids to get involved in the sport, whether that's in Pontiac, whether that's, you know, in areas of West Michigan that are more rural, right? Just underrepresented areas. I do see that this will change, but it might take another 10, 15 years in order for the diversity of the nation to catch up with the diversity of the sport of lacrosse.
We definitely get reminded all the time that we are making history and we are doing it for Detroit and all this good stuff. And, of course, we appreciate it so much. But to us, you know, we're just playing a sport that we love.
We got this tomorrow. We got it. CTFAM on three.
1, 2, 3, CTFAM!
Woo! Let's go.
The girls on the CAS Tech lacrosse team did not make it to the state championship this year. But the work they put in for more than a year did not go unnoticed. On Friday, the City Council awarded the team with the Spirit of Detroit Award in recognition of their extraordinary first season. Congratulations, team.